Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Thanks for everything. Not so easy to grasp this thanks for everything. Because of how almost instinctive likes, dislikes occur, almost instinctive. And yet with likes, dislikes, right away we go to thanks, no thanks, don't, no, I don't want that. Even with the baby, you see them pushing away. Now, truly it is instinctive. Ah, I can't anymore, no more that. All sorts of ways that, if you want to say, grasping, rejecting occurs. And yet, we have to, in a way, go beyond that if we're going to mature and not have the consequences physically and emotionally of giving in to that. Yes? Grasping, rejecting is viscerally instinctive. And yet, the consequence of that is the poisoning of our life into, if I say it in a different way, likes and dislikes, and greed and anger that results in a life of harming and suffering in different ways, which is why the practice with that, in a way, sometimes seems counterintuitive. Sometimes seems to almost go against an instinct. How do we live thanks for everything? It's the thanks. How do we see the thanks of no thanks? How do we see what's poisonous, what's insidious in our buying into thanks, no thanks, in the most prosaic ways, for all sorts of states of mind, states of body, responses to, conditions of, whether it's inside or outside, things that are given to us, things that appear in our life, things that occur in the life of the universe, much bigger than just our life. Things like events, whether they're close by, for those whom we are connected, who we live with, who we are related to, who are close to us, who we care about, who care about us, or those at a distance, or those that we identify with, or those that we, what should I say, the word would be, don't identify with as other. That isn't a word I'm thinking. Identify not with. We'll do that until the word comes to mind. And yet, all of that is teaching us the nature of our life and the nature of the consequences of grasping for getting and not getting. What appears and disappears in the ongoing life that we live. Thanks for everything. What is that? How do we thanks for, and you fill in your mind what seems most invidious or insidious or disgusting or terrible. What we need to get rid of, and yet thanks for that opportunity with what I'm contemptuous of. Thank you for the opportunity of even what I want and we cherish and not don't get. Thanks for everything. If we work with that, we will become, or we can become, more skilled in sensing what everything's, every time's, everywhere's, every who's, are easy, whatever that means, to be thanks for. And what and how for us, and each of us is different, is difficult, painful, to be with, much less to be thankful for. What is thanks for everything? Or let's say it a different way. What do we discover that we want to fight with verbally, mentally, emotionally, because we don't want to be thanks for that, for this? And this requires that we be present in our life circumstances so that when thanks or no thanks arises, how do we be thanks for no thanks? We need to be present throughout the day to what thoughts, feelings, visceral bodily sensations events, as well as our mental rambling and playing with things that are far from us, especially these days. You could be at every end of the earth within 5 minutes going on the internet, going on the various media, using various apps. Especially some apps which just put you into all sorts of communications, whether it's written or verbal or visual, likes, dislikes. You could almost call them conversations or interactions with who knows whom. Might even be just a bot. Might even just be a AI chat somewhere. No person at all. Just some computer generated activity. I'm sure some of you have a lot more experience than I do with this. Now, of course, some of it is even with, computer games. Let's use a simplified word. Beings in computer games that we have all sorts of thanks, no thanks, reactions. All sorts of everythings that are not even things. Just some, I don't know what to call it, collections of data, collections of experiences, of musings. How and what does grasping become in the midst of it all being just electronic chitter-chatter? Not even human beings, not even physical events or circumstances, not just physical. Weather's physical, but not physical. But not even natural in some ways. And we can find grasping likes and dislikes that become poisonous in our body and in our mind and in our way of being in the world in terms of suffering and harming, both for ourselves, and that carries over elsewhere, elsehow. But we don't have to go with that. We always have this experiencing to come back to, if I say it in that way, in our practice. In fact, not come back to, but be grounded in. In fact, that's the most important thing about Zazen, is that we be grounded where we are. And the most difficult thing, when all sorts of media, all sorts of devices are trying to pull you out of this into some other realms, electronic and otherwise, realms that are the product of others, other beings' minds, other people, other non-people, other artifacts. Thanks for everything. Of course, as soon as we enter certain realms, we know these are realms that are designed to feed on likes and dislikes and greed and generate anger. Whether it's simply realms of where websites to buy and like and get more of and bid for Or write about how much you're right or others are wrong, or how much you're getting bombarded by how wrong you are and how right they are. These are all potentially have uses, but are also potentially poisonous for us. And remember, the fundamental point of practice has to do with suffering and harming. Suffering and harming, and how that builds. How that builds to poison the life of the universe. That's the whole of the Buddha's teaching, to enable us to be at peace, or if I'll say even joyous, as who we really are, or to at least release some of the things that cause harming and suffering, that poison that create, what should we say, non-peace, create and keep us from non-loving action, non-compassionate action. Thanks for everything. How do we do thanks for everything when you're in a interaction, I'll say it that way? Is there thanks for everything when you're having interaction with unknowns, possibly human, possibly bots, possibly who knows what, AI constructs? There are all sorts of strange situations occurring. Some of them are on the cusp of, raising questions about legality and responsibility. But we need to see it in terms of where and what we're doing. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. See, so it all, practice always comes back in a way to what I do and I don't do, what I hold on to and what I don't hold on to, what I believe and how that blinds me or nurtures me, how it nurtures me in being compassionate and loving towards others, without getting tangled up in what we think we know about us and them, or how it enables us to see where and how I'm getting tangled up. It allows us to take the step of the Bodhisattva, no complaints whatsoever. Maybe no complaints despite the fact that we are sure we have complaints. We're sure we're should have, could have gotten that, achieved that, won that, been the victor. You all know it in your own way, in your own life, especially if you're in these realms. And many of the times, us humans spend more and more time in these realms, and therefore fail to see where and how they're useful, how they generate bodhisattva actions, how they free us from grasping, or how reverse, they generate and increase grasping, entanglement, gain and loss, which makes us unwilling to be present. makes us unwilling to experience this life, which is what nurtures us, nurtures the bodhisattva that we truly are, rather than, if I use the word, feeding the hungry ghosts. Now, that isn't the word I want to use. Not feeding the hungry ghosts, but empowering the hungry ghosts, empowering the ghostly thirst and appetite. Feeding the hungry ghost is to enable the hungry ghost greed and anger to be dissipated, to turn from that into loving kindness, if I use that kind of word, into bodhisattva giving and actions. That's has to have a base. I have no complaints, because otherwise our complaints about ourselves and others, our complaints about this website and that website, this realm, that realm, our complaints cause us to both poison our own life and to carry it over in poisoning the lives of others with whom we live, with whom we share the universe, whether we know them or they are at a distance. I hadn't thought about this, what should I say, virtual world, but truly, I hadn't thought much about it, I should say, but truly that's the potential for all sorts of poisons if we don't see where we aren't increasing grasping, blind grasping with that. Don't see where thanks for everything is hindered by the things that we embody with a thingness, with a selfness, and therefore can't say thanks for, because all of a sudden it becomes all the more real, all the more poisonous. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. Excuse me. Is a practice I encourage you to try. Try it in little ways in your life. Try it in various times, saying, okay, when I get to so and so, such and such place, such and such time, I will work with that. Say it and see how you resist it. Say it and see where you deny it. Say it and see where and how it just seems impossible to embrace. Because right there are our practice opportunities. Right there is where the field, the realm of our life bumps up against the potential poisons. And what we do with it has major consequences. Thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. If you want, you can select a certain amount of time during a day. Once a week, every day, to bring that up while you're doing things, while you're out shopping, driving, online, at work, with friends, with family, with, and you add, see where it seems easy, where it seems so-called difficult, where it seems genuine, and where it seems, oh, well, I'm saying it, but I don't mean that at all. All of that is what enables us to see what and how our life can be nurtured, how the life of the Bodhisattva that we are can be nurtured, and where and how we can be blinded, where and how we refuse to embrace who and what we are, who and what others are. Thank you. Please take this with you after Sashin and let us know how you work with it, how it works for you, how thanks for everything becomes a truth that you can discover for yourself and with others.